Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the travel secretary. She is amazing. She is Ann Sayers. This week, talking about ways to celebrate Native American heritage in Wisconsin. Here's our conversation with Ann. Ann Sayers in Travel Wisconsin is sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com.
She's back.
And she's the best. Ann, we're so happy when you're here. Good afternoon.
I'm so happy to be here. Good afternoon.
This is a great topic, Native American culture. It's really a big part of who we are in Wisconsin, isn't it?
It is, and you know, it's Native American Heritage Month. We have 11 federally recognized tribal nations in Wisconsin, and each of them offer distinct flavors, traditions, and events, especially during this month. So I'm excited to talk about it with you.
So important to us, and everyone should recognize this. And you can also celebrate tribal art, Ann.
Yes. So Madison, you can visit on Saturday, November 8th for the Native Art Market 2025. This all-day event at the Arts and Literature Laboratory features 40-plus Native American artists. You can browse artwork spanning a range of traditional contemporary art forms. It includes indigenous beadwork, quill working, weaving, leatherwork, metals, basketry, clothing, and more. And then on Sunday, November 9th, the Arts and Literature Laboratory will actually put on a free concert from Bizaki. This is a band that combines traditional Native American singing and drumming with contemporary sounds. That sounds like a blast. And then you can plan a trip up to Green Bay area later this month for the Woodland Indian Art Show and Market. This is an annual event, celebrates the diversity of Native American art. It takes place November 21 through 23. It's at the Oneida Casino Hotel. There's a juried art competition, a stunning indigenous fashion show. It's so cool. Vendor booths with a variety of art for purchase, workshops, demonstrations, and more.
That sounds really, really cool. How about if you want to get into some indigenous food or drink or something like that?
We have amazing options. So you can get your tickets now for the Monona Indigenous Roots Dinner in Dane County. It's a limited capacity event. It's happening Saturday, November 15. It'll be a celebration of Ho-Chunk heritage. You can savor a multi-course feast. It's inspired by traditional indigenous ingredients. And then afterward, you enjoy the energy of drumming and dance and the unveiling of a new sculpture honoring the enduring presence of the Ho-Chunk people. Another idea for you, and I love this one, is finding fresh and smoked fish at the Red Cliff Fish Company in Bayfield County. You can select from a variety of fresh, frozen, and smoked fish caught wild from Lake Superior. There's nothing better, along with specialty items and really good fish spreads. Trout and whitefish are really popular options, but in November, it's when the lake herring season gets into full swing, too.
Wow, and opportunities for outdoor recreation.
Yeah, again, in Bayfield County, you can explore the country's first tribal national park. The Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa established the Frog Bay Tribal National Park. It protects 300 acres, and it's along 4,000 spectacular feet of Lake Superior shoreline. You're going to find nearly 2 miles of rustic trails that run through the densely wooded park, and the trails are lined with interpretive signs sharing the names of plants and animals in both English and Ojibwe languages. And while there, you can swing into Bayfield to support Native American artists at Rabbit, Bear, and Bird. This is an art gallery. It opened last year, and it welcomes visitors to come in and browse, buy a variety of goods. It includes jewelry, books, and a lot of really fantastic art. The majority of the work comes from local and regional artists, including several artists from Bad River and the Red Cliff Bands, including nationally renowned artist Rabbit Strickland, a favorite of mine. And then one more option for you is the Forest County Potawatomi to experience a newly opened multi-use path. This path follows U.S. Highway 8 in Forest County. It offers travelers an opportunity to enjoy the great outdoors with an improved walking and biking experience. And then be sure to visit the Forest County Potawatomi Cultural Center, Library, and Museum. It's located off that new path, and you can check the museum for historic and contemporary exhibitions and artifacts, learn all about the Forest County Potawatomi, and then, of course, visit the on-site gift shop for great finds to take home.
And where have you been able to get out in the past month or so and see some of the beautiful fall colors?
Oh, my gosh, it's been beautiful out there. I think Wisconsin really stunned this fall.
Yeah.
We exceeded expectations on fall color. I actually was in, speaking of Native American culture, I was able to experience Oneida this year during the fall, and it was beautiful.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is super cool. And if you want to catch those last glimpses, like in some southern parts of the state, it's still not at peak, Go to the website, travelwisconsin.com. The fall color tracker is there. They will help you in real time find out where the colors are still really, really great to look at. Ann Sayers is the Wisconsin Travel Secretary. Ann, it's always so good to have you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Love those chats. That fall color tracker, by the way, at travelwisconsin.com, it is the real deal. Travelwisconsin.com. Check out the fall checker. Also, you can plan your trip right there. If you'd like more information on the show, just look for the tab at WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'll catch you next week on another edition of Experience Wisconsin.